It's great. It's weird. It's gone. What is it? Why, it's Jubilee. Yes, man, it's really gone. This rash bash with the best of the finest and the greatest of the sensational. This is Gene Norman taking hold of this man's package and opening up things here and there for your edification and enjoyment. Now, if you don't know what edification is, let me explain. It means we're here at McCormick General Hospital in Pasadena with a gang of shining stars of all kinds, such as Nan Bennett from MGM, beautiful and charming, Mel Torme, a rising young singer and musician, the Saul Davis Trio, three good men of jazz, the Merrimacks, happy as the day is long, and listen now, we bring them on with that beat, that drive and force, that bounce and rock in every tacit, Bobby Sherwood and his great orchestra.
Thank you, Bobby. That was the Duke's Cottontail, done for good. And now we turn the spotlight over there and pick out a beautiful gal just about to walk out on the stage. Ah, here she comes. And here she is, Nan Bennett.
you very much. And hello, gang. This is really great coming over to this hospital and being part of the parade around the hallowed halls of Jubilee.
Say, Nan, do you mind if I conduct a little research right now?
Research, Gene? What kind of research?
Oh, just about you, Nan.
But there's nothing outstanding about me, Gene.
Well, I wouldn't quite say that. But what I mean is we have a little idea of what you've done in pictures and what you're going to do.
That's simple, Gene. I'm one of those graduates of cheesecake into postgraduate picture work.
Well, what's postgraduate picture work?
That's cheesecake with my option taken up to here.
In other words, you have lines.
Haven't you noticed? No, it's this way. They train the camera on my legs and give me a few words to say. The camera moves upward. Now it's on center section. I'm still talking. Up we go. Now it's just below my neck, and I'm still talking. Now we've reached my chin with the camera, and I stop talking. The director yells, cut. That's it. What's the use? Out of camera range, my face shows passion, grief, love, ecstasy, pain, and joy. Now I ask you, Gene, with my face going through all that emotion, just exactly what can my body show?
Well, I can't say exactly, Nan, but if I were the camera, I might feel the question out.
You and my director. No, Gene, I suffer. I give everything to art.
Well, meet the new announcer on Jubilee, Art Norman.
Why don't you take me seriously, Art? I mean, Gene.
Okay. What pictures did they put your face in?
Well, there was a little thing called The Birds and the Bees.
The Birds and the Bees?
That's right. You've heard the story about the birds and the bees, haven't you?
Oh, of course. I know that one. They fly.
Mm-hmm. And then I was in The Hucksters.
The Hucksters. That's all about radio, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. It's a satire on the agency business and radio writers, producers, actors, and announcers. They really blast the announcers, Gene.
Oh, they don't go for it, eh?
Not exactly. But Fred Wakeman, the author of The Hucksters, thinks that all announcers will be important in the radio of tomorrow.
That's encouraging. What does he say?
He says announcers will take the place of the pause for station identification.
Well, supposing I take the hint while you bring on the next load of talent.
Thank you, Gene. Now we pull three men out of our good bucket of hot and step aside for the Saul Davis Trio.
Thank you, Saul Davis and Trio. Saul on piano, Chick Parnell on bass, Billy Kraft on the skins. Now, don't leave where you're standing and sitting, because here comes that small dash of flash, Mel Torme.
What may I like to do? I'd like to do an old Vernon Duke tune. Hope you remember it. Hope you like it. It's called April in Paris. April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday table under the tree.
Len Stevens once again with Third File's September Song. Len?
From May to December,
Now, then.
Our thank you, Lynn Stevens. And now the band takes out number 7 in the books and gets ready for the downbeat from Bobby Sherwood for It's a Good Day.
It's a good day for moving along, and it's a good day for singing a song. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night.
Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today.
Well, it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills.
So take a deep breath and throw away your bills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. It's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night.
Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues.
Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today.
Well, it's a good day. Maybe this day is the goner.
It's a good day for morning till night.
Yes, it's a good day for morning till night.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I see the beautiful Nan Bennett whispering something to Bobby Sherwood. Let's sneak the microphone over and get a load of what's going on.
Bobby, do you like to sing duets?
Well, with the right party, kid. That's the real jazz, Nan. I have another partner, for doubles. I'd like to bring him on.
Oh, go right ahead, Bob. Who is it?
Well, it's a guy I found on my last tour through Kansas. He's from Olathe, and he's got a lot of talent. And talk? Why, this boy will talk your head off. He's a rivet gun, a killer.
Where is this ball of fire you're talking about, Bob?
Well, he's right outside. Brace yourself. I'll call him in. Oh, Gabby!
Oh, well, if it isn't Country Boy himself, Mel Torme.
Well, Nan, there stands a product of the Sherwood Personality Course. 6 months ago, he was a strong, silent man. Today, he's brimming over with conversation and dynamic charm. Say something, Mel.
Howdy.
How do you like that? After only 2 lessons.
I can't believe it, Bob.
Oh, if you think that's great, you should see him work with the opposite sex. He snows them under with his forceful repartee. Go ahead, Mel. Show what you do when you meet a woman.
Howdy. Ma'am?
I tell you, Nan, this guy's dynamite.
Yeah, I know. Little eyes, he says I have. Little feet. Little ears. And 2 big...
Ma'am Bennett, what's...
What shall we do with him, Bob?
Well, let's let him MC some of the show.
Bob, I'd be glad to let him take my place, but I worked all weekend on this part. I did my gestures in front of the mirror, and I practiced my microphone technique on a broomstick and everything. You think he has the ability?
Why, sure, Nan. Hey, recite something, Mel.
Little mouth like a cherry blossom, little...
Hey, not that one. The one about Mary had a little. You remember Mary?
You did?
For instance, Mel, supposing you're the master of ceremonies on this show and things begin to get a little dull. You know, it starts to drag.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do something to save it.
Uh-huh.
Millions of servicemen and women are listening in all over the world on the bedside network. Could you think of something clever to do?
Nope.
Well, if you couldn't think of anything intelligent, what would you say?
You've got big...
Mel Torme!
No, really, Nan. You've got nothing to worry about with this boy taking your place. Listen, he's the fastest talking MC in the business. Aren't you?
Yep.
Doesn't he remind you of L.A. Speed Riggs? Of Lexington, Kentucky?
Oh, he sure does. S-N-A-F-U. Mm-hmm. S-N-A-F-U. What can you do in the way of entertainment, Mel?
What can I do in the way of entertainment? I get in the way of it.
Oh, now, wait. Don't listen to him, man. My boy is a great talent. And I made him what he is today. When I met him, he didn't have a penny. Now he has the penny.
Did he earn it entertaining, Bob?
Well, in a way, he was in there pitching every minute.
Now, you must be able to do something, then.
Well, I can sing like them crooners do.
You a singer?
Sure, I got everything that Sinatra's got, only on me it's a little squash.
How do you know you can sing like Sinatra?
Well, I tried it out.
You did?
Yeah. I sung to the cows while I was milking them.
What happened?
Know anybody that needs a bucket of cottage cheese?
Now, you see, Nan, this boy will be sensational. You should hear him sing, "Open the Door, Richard."
Open the Door, Richard?
Yes, very realistic. He sings it with his head in the keyhole. And I sing it with my head in the transom. We make a lovely duet.
Must sound real great.
Yes, it really does. We have fun singing duets. Want to hear a cowboy song full of tears and laughter, sorrow and happy?
You and Mel actually have a duet?
Yes, that we do. We have a duet. And we will be glad to sing it for anyone who wants to hear it.
I'd like to hear it.
You would?
Yeah.
Quiet.
That'd be Ginger Peachy.
Say, would that? Music, if you please, Professor.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above.
That's all the boy wants, a little land. Give him some land, any kind of land, even some sand, a few rocks, or even a little gravel. Anybody out there got a hunk of mud?
Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. And don't fence me in.
Don't fence this poor lad in. Don't even try it. There isn't that much lumber available. But if you must fence him in, at least make him comfortable. Give him something to help him pass those long winter evenings. Throw in Betty Grable.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, Jackson.
Send him forever? Why, Jackson, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Where can he go? What can he do? Oh, Jackson, don't send him. Just turn him loose. Let him straddle his old saddle underneath the western sky.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains of the high.
Now, wait, you see, he's not asking for much. All he wants to do is wander over yonder on his cayuse. Now, look at this poor boy. Look how thin he is, how small. And just look how thin and small his cayuse is. Together now, Melvin, together.
We want to ride through the ridge where the west beats against us. Gaze at the moon till we lose our senses. I can't look at hobbles and we can't stand fences.
I don't fence us in.
Cause you'll regret it.
Yeah, don't fence us in.
Clear out of the ballpark.
Yeah, don't fence us in.
Right from the factory. And please remember, you can go as far as you like with us in a merry Oldsmobile. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to introduce Mel Torme once more, but this time we got him on the other side of the fence. He's going to play the drums, ladies and gentlemen. Now's my chance.
Yes, Bobby, here's your chance and everybody's chance on Jubilee to hear the world premiere of Mel Torme sitting at the skins of the big Bobby Sherwood band, gathering up all the beads for the 1 o'clock jump. Yes, indeed, and a couple of rim shots and cymbal crashes. Mel Torme with the Bobby Sherwood Band knocks down the last pegs of this container of fine and mellow. And so this is Jane Norland giving the nod to our very charming guest, Nan Bennett, for some closing words. Nan?
That's the parcel wrapped up and tied down with tight with lots of measures of specks and spots. And remember, fellas, when you want your refill of Jubilee, we'll be right back in 1 week to see that you get it. This is Nan Bennett saying goodbye and good luck, and we'll be waiting for you.
This program was prepared with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.